So I believe we take back the Republicans take back the majority of the House. I think the numbers are on our side, and it's just a matter of numbers now. I mean, they've got a 3-seat majority. Republicans will have an opportunity to do oversight on the administration, all the agencies, and really paint a clear picture for the Americans on some of the things that are going on, like the open southern border, and ask questions why, and really paint a clear picture there. On my committee, Energy and Commerce, really look at energy issues, the canceled lease sales, the effect of some of the Biden administration policies and the effect they've had on gasoline prices for transportation fuels and what the impact it may have on baseload power generation. I do think the Oversight and Governmental Reforms Committee and Judiciary will probably bring Fauci and others to the committee, investigate the origins of COVID-19, look at what NIH did during the vaccine process, the success of the vaccine program. Some of that may come through Energy and Commerce, but I believe OGR will be the main committee doing the oversight in that realm. Jim Jordan has been very clear. We will look at what the Department of Justice has done or not done with regard to the Hunter Biden laptop. Probably delve back into some of the other Steele dossier. I think they're all kind of interconnected. That's something I think Jim Jordan, who will be the chair of Judiciary if we take back majority, has talked about. And I believe in Jim and his ability, so I think he'll do that. Jamie Comer and Oversight and Governmental Reforms will do some of that as well. The hearings you saw Trey Gowdy lead and Daryl Issa and others back in 2011, 2012 timeframe, it'll are sort of indicative of what I expect Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan to do.